Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. It's your big homie. I'm Just Chico. That was Keisha Cole with You. I'm going to give her, yes, give her her flowers.
Hey, now, y'all. Hey.
I got my special co-host in the building.
Hey, y'all.
Miss Brown Sugar. Hit him with the horns. Hit him with the horns. Yes.
Y'all know y'all missed us.
Yes, we are back in the chair. We're doing it a little different. We're not doing tips and tricks today.
Nope.
We are going to kick the bobo. And
what?
You ain't never said that before?
No.
Kick the bobo? Yeah.
I heard a kick in the shit.
Yeah. That's the kick in the bobo.
You still do beeps?
Man, hell no. Ain't no more beeps. We went through a hurricane.
We gonna get canceled.
Ain't no more. No more beeps.
Y'all don't get comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel like we gonna get canceled this time.
I'm here for it. Come try to cancel me. So,
try me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's how you feel.
I missed us.
I know. We missed you guys. Hi.
Y'all, he's sick of me.
Yes. Hi. Oh, my gosh. She's so touchy. We're live and direct, right? Get your ass off me.
I'm trying to be professional, but yeah. It's hard. We've been on vacation for a month.
Yes.
It feels like.
Yes, we really have. Yeah. We really have. We've been gone about a month and a half, a little summer vacation. And I know you guys missed us. And here we are. We came, back. We saw, we conquered Jamaica.
Literally.
Yes.
And figuratively.
Yes. Yes. And
y'all see the big teeth? Now y'all.
Yeah, shout out to Jamaica, man. Shout out to the Hito crew, staff. Everybody, because
shout out
Hito, Wido, oh man, listen,
Melissa,
we're here, we love you,
Anna Kay,
we love you,
Shanna Kay,
Jada, all y'all,
Omar, Mo,
wait, that's the new call,
listen,
that's the new call, okay,
y'all, 7 days of pure
it was amazing, it was amazing.
Shout out to the whole Hito crew.
Yes, let me give the flowers. And Miss Paulette.
Miss Paulette.
We mad at you.
Somebody at Miss Paulette.
We mad at you because we came to see you, ma'am, and you decided to take vacation and come where?
To Orlando.
To Orlando.
Really, Miss Paulette?
Come on now.
We
passed each other in the air.
I know. We probably did. Like, she literally came back when we left, I'm sure. But shout out to the Hito crew. For those of you who don't know.
Oh, man.
Auntie Beryl.
Ah, yeah. Yeah,
Auntie
Hurricane Beryl. Hurricane Beryl.
Decided she wanted to.
Try to rain
what,
on her parade.
What Kendrick Lamar say? Sometimes you got to pop up.
Sometimes you got to pop out and show niggas.
And that's what she did.
Yes.
She popped up and showed us that she is real. Oh, and. Yeah. The Hito staff made sure that we were protected and safe and entertained.
Oh, yes. Zumba, okay. Zumba.
If you are coming to any of our parties in the future.
I promise we're taking that game.
Please know, we playing Zumba, Zumba.
Yes.
We
ain't going to tell you what it is right now. But just know.
Just know. You're going to get drunk.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to feel real good.
I really sucked at that game.
Baby.
Shut up. I got the names, though. Give me my credit.
Barely.
Give my credit. I got the names. The numbers I couldn't do.
shout out to our hurricane survivors.
Yes. Yes.
I know we gonna miss some people.
The
but
cookout.
Of course.
Hashtag the cookout. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. Stop playing. Shout out to
I don't
want
to say.
You know what? We're going to do it like this. Shout out
to the cookout.
Shout out to the kickout.
If you know, you know.
Shout out to Cali. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to Texas. Shout out to
New York.
New York. Shout out to Vegas.
Yep. Shout out to Vegas.
Shout out to Florida. Shout out to
Ray and Bieber. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, yeah. We say y'all names.
Yeah, we say y'all names. We ain't gonna call them by the name.
Because some people was really at Sandals.
Yes. Yeah. Ew. I mean, ew. Yeah, they were at Sandals.
Some people was at Sandals.
They were on a retreat.
We if you watch Love Island, you know what we're talking about.
I'll try to tell you.
But we was at Hedo. Okay.
Yeah, we was at Hedo.
If you've never heard of Hedo, it's a clothing optional resort where you can be wicked for a week.
Yes.
Whatever wicked is to you,
you do it.
You do it.
Do it.
We don't yuck anyone's yum.
What she said. Yeah. We're not yucking nobody's yum.
You need me to say that again? We don't yuck anyone's yum.
Yeah, there you go.
We may not do it.
Yeah, but if that's
yeah. I mean, you know,
if that's your boat, float
so,
it.
So, you know, we had a good ball. Time.
We had a man. Listen, high five.
We listen, did that. It was amazing, y'all.
What's dope is the last time we went, it was what were we called?
We were the Black Caucus.
The Black Caucus. This time. Ooh. And I think forevermore, it's the cookout.
Yes.
#cookout.
Hashtag the cookout.
Yes.
That's yes. Come on now. You had to be there to understand, but just imagine
the
this.
The way it came together.
Yeah, it was seamless.
We moved like a unit.
Everywhere we went.
Come on
it
now.
It was at least six of us everywhere we went.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah. At, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
knew when we was coming because yeah. we had the smooth grooves.
Yo, DJ, listen. The DJ in the building, Callie did that, man. Callie, you and sis, man, I love y'all,
yes,
I promise.
We love y'all, and we D&D. Will be coming to see y'all.
D&D. There you go.
Oh, okay, I like
D&D,
that.
D&D, see?
I like that.
There we go.
So we got D&D,
Philly cream cheese, how about that? There we go. Philly cream cheese, because they go together like a
cheesesteak?
Like a, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
You know what? That's their name. Philly cheesesteak. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Because that's, you know, and you know what's crazy?
What?
Anytime we go to any place, what do I always order?
A Philly
cheesesteak.
Yeah. But they going to tell you, you ain't never had a Philly cheesesteak.
Yo, them Jones. Them Jones. Hey, bull. Them Jones. Listen. Y'all my dog.
So much fun.
Okay.
We had so much fun. It
Come on,
literally,
man.
You could probably still tell a little bit, but we're just now getting our voice.
Man, look,
y'all know I always sound like Macy Gray, but
I'm gonna be doing a whole lot of that. Okay, mm-hmm. So y'all just gonna have to.
We've been drinking our water and minding our business.
Yes,
and trying to get our voice back.
Drank so much water, man.
But all in all,
we got our tumblers
from Jamaica. Shout out.
Yes, shout out to the tumblers.
One thing about it, let me give y'all. If we don't give y'all no other tip about going on vacation, take this one with you, okay? Always have water and always take naps.
Yes, there's
especially
nothing.
Especially if you're staying longer than 4 days.
There's nothing wrong with catching a little quick, little power nap, man.
I am proud of us. We didn't crash until the last
very end. Very end.
The last night we were there is when we crashed. So shout out to us.
Yes.
For
yes.
knowing how to pace ourselves.
There you go.
Okay.
You go. One time.
Elbows.
Go. Elbows. Yes. Special shout out to a little place called Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Yes.
H-Town
Hottie. H-Town Hottie.
Did I do it right? Hold on. Don't look at my pinky, y'all.
H-Town Hottie. Damn.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
And if you don't, then go to Hedo.
Yeah, H-Town. Somebody knocking the boots.
We done. See, we about to get canceled already. Look,
we had a good time. I would advise anybody, go to Hedo, okay?
If you need people to go with, we'll be taking over in 2025.
2025, so. We're taking over. Shout out to the Dream Team, man.
Bing bong.
Yes.
You know what? Shout out to the Rascals.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Shout out to the Rascals.
Shout out to the Rascals.
I'm going to be honest. The Rascals did they thing as far as the entertainment and listen, all of that. Yeah.
All I'm gonna say is, we on each other hip. Okay, we on each other hip. All right. That's my brother. I ain't gonna call his name out. But,
yeah.
You know, we gotta keep everything.
Keep everything.
Everything. But Las Vegas, listen.
Oh, we coming.
We on each other hip, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Break these buttons.
If you need a trip for next year, let us know. We got y'all.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You. Definitely.
That's all I got on that.
Is that it? That's all we got?
Yeah, because we can't tell them everything else that went down.
Oh, man.
Well, this is a family show.
Yeah. Oh, real quick, we helped clean up. We helped the staff. We helped. That's what we do.
That was the biggest takeaway because again, the staff were so.
They worked around the clock.
The staff lives on the resort.
Yeah.
So, no, they didn't get to just go and chill out when the storm hit.
Mm-mm.
They had to entertain us.
Yes.
As well as seek shelter. And
they
then the
put
following.
On performance.
Yes. They had to put on performances. They had to sit with us.
Mm-hmm.
They had to entertain us, feed us, and then get drunk with us, yeah. Then turn around and
do
clean
it all
up.
Over, and clean up and do it all over again.
And then have to do performances and make sure we ate. All while still making sure they get some sleep. So, big shout out to the Hedo staff. If we haven't said it 15 gazillion times, we will continue to say it because we appreciate y'all. Y'all made that the best experience that it could have ever possibly been during a hurricane.
Yeah.
Most people was probably at home freaking out. We was good, y'all.
We was good. We had a good time.
we was having more fun than y'all
during definitely.
The hurricane. I assure you that.
Hell yeah. All right, so look, with that being said, we're going to slap back into the music.
For real. That's right, you act like you don't believe me.
Nah.
Oh, shoot, brother, you should have been around in those days. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's right.
What brown sugar you talking about?
Man. I'm not talking about the brown sugar you buy in the supermarket, brother. I'm talking about the real brown sugar. All
right, Pop.
Okay, see ya.
Sweet brown sugar, that's what I call this female.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. Yeah. Keen on the down low. And there's something now. Oh, that was Creep by TLC.
Give them flowers.
Yes,
please.
We gotta give those sisters, those beautiful, beautiful sisters, flowers.
You couldn't tell me when I was a kid that I wasn't a part of that group. Shout out to T Boz with the deep voice. Ew.
Yes.
She made having a deep voice cool.
Okay. Yeah, man, look. So, Left Eye been gone.
It's been.
Almost 25 years. Because she died right after.
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And, a song by Aaliyah came on yesterday.
Yes. Shout out to those sisters.
I was like,
okay.
Shout out to you, baby.
Gone
girl.
Too soon. Gone too soon.
But we going to keep their music alive.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
That's why I was like, shout out to you, baby girl.
Yes,
we gonna
definitely.
Keep your music going.
And Chili got a man. Okay. Hey, why are you looking like that? Ain't they still together? Come on, the Lawrence boy.
But it should.
It's the. Hey, look.
Are we celebrating that?
Yes, that. Because she ain't had a man since not never.
I liked her with Usher, but whatever.
Look. Herpity-derpity, okay? We're not worried about that.
Okay,
right now.
So now we're going to move on to our next topic of the day.
I'm just joking. Oh,
no,
my God. If you can't take a joke, get your ass out the kitchen, all right? So, we're talking about the end of the summer kickback for Best Kept Secret. Hit him with the horn. Yes. Yes.
So who is Best Kept Secret?
Best Kept Secret is a lifestyle society.
What's a lifestyle?
The lifestyle is for all of the people who have their kinks, their fetishes, if you're a swinger, if you're a poly triad, or if you're a closed open toed sandal, I don't know. All of that encompassed into one. We are that, and we will supply your I was gonna say party needs. we will host your events for you with what was I gonna say? With all that being said. That's the intro. Best kept secret.
Oh God, no, we have to do it over. Huh? We have to do that over. Oh. We have to work on that. Okay. We're gonna work on that intro.
There we go.
Cause
that was on the fly. All right, that was good, on the fly.
Give yourself some flowers for on the fly, baby.
Sheesh.
You had me going until you got to the end.
I know. I was
you had me going.
I couldn't do the. I was
you
trying
almost
to get the
had me wanting to join.
I know. I know. That was it was the closeout. I'm gonna work on it though. I got this.
High five.
Okay. Both. There you go.
So yeah, all that. It's not like I'm gonna do any better, but yeah. So because I'm trying to keep it PG-13, but basically. Mm-hmm. The lifestyle means that you are a free spirit. Mm-hmm. You have to do your own research.
Yeah.
But just know it ain't a bunch of orgies.
Not all the time. Not all the time. There, you might see one, though.
As we said, we don't yuck anyone's yum.
Right.
Okay? And we will not confirm nor deny... what we participate in, what we don't participate in.
Or what we've seen.
Or what we've seen or heard. Because what do? We drink our water and mind our business.
Drink our water and mind our business. I told you it was going to be a lot of throat clearing because I did a lot of yelling.
Did he?
And shut up. That's just, come on now. It don't even be me.
It'd
be everybody. You're the one got snatched on stage. So what you talking about?
We were not going to discuss that.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Drink one of my business. They loved you. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, okay. Since he wanted to tell all my business.
Huh?
I was on stage.
Yes, it was. No, not only that.
Oh God.
Not only that. She got twice.
I'm still recovering. Ricardo.
Shout out to Ricardo, man.
Wayne.
Mo Wayne. They're my dog,
I
man.
Appreciate you guys.
That routine was awesome.
What song was it?
I can't even remember.
I think it was something with Chris Brown.
I think it was something with Chris Brown, but the performers, they snatched her ass out the audience and did a dance routine with her, had her all on the floor. I said, yes, sir. Look at this.
Y'all, it was wild. It was wild I was scared because he was flipping me.
It was fun. It was fun.
For everyone watching.
It was.
Because they was like, oh my God, did you guys rehearse that? Yeah, no.
And?
I don't even know these people.
And it looked rehearsed. That's the crazy part.
That's the scary part.
That's crazy. It looked rehearsed. I was like, oh, okay.
He don't send me my check.
Yep, there you go. Speaking of, she got selected as the Hedo crew choice. For the was it the
outfit?
The costume, yes.
For the
fetish night.
The fetish night.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If you guys are on our social media, then you have seen part of the outfit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But that was the outfit that got me the entertainment crew award.
Yes. Come on now.
I want to thank my amazing husband for yes.
I didn't do nothing.
Because you allow me to tap into my sexy side.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. Come on now.
That's what being a confident, secure, grown, big back, strong, big neck, beard, having. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy. But anyway, moving right along. So, yes. We started talking about the best kept
secret
in
the summer kickback.
Tell my business. So.
There you go.
Anyway, our kickback is so best kept secret, like Baby said, or excuse me. Like I'm just Chico said. It is just a safe space for us melanated people. Not only melanated people, but mostly melanated people. Who want to
experience
the lifestyle, mm-hmm. but at your own pace. Like,
right.
We don't go balls to the wall.
Okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's education first. You educate yourself. You make sure that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. You make sure you're clean and you have fun.
And you know
that's what it's about.
As long as I've been in it, I've learned that it ain't even really all about sex.
No, it's, and that's what I be trying to tell people.
Yeah, it's about a connection. Yeah. You build long lasting friendships and bonds with people.
If nothing else, you gonna build a friendship with like minded individuals that are, again, they're not going to judge you for what you choose to do or what you choose not to do. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah, you look on social media and you're gonna get social media answers. You have to experience it yourself.
Thank you.
In order to, you know, say whether you like it or not. Because a lot of people, they automatically, like, I know people that automatically will think that just being in a clothing optional resort period is just,
Yeah, I mean, you know. So it ain't for people. It's not for everybody. Yeah.
It's not for everybody. But that's what we into. So any party that we have, just know it's going to be some spice thrown in there somewhere. Oh, yeah. Okay? Come on now, so if you don't like to be spicy.
Don't call me Chico the Frigo for nothing.
if you don't want to get a little spicy, we'll tell you what level spicy our party will be. Right. But our end of summer kickback will be medium spicy on Saturday. But full balls to the wall on Sunday.
Uh-huh, there we go.
So if you ain't trying to live your best life
on the beach, baby,
then this ain't the party for you. But
come on now.
More to come. Just know that you need to be locked in with us so you can know the dates, the times, the locations, and anything else that we'll be doing, because Best Camp Secret is on the motherfucking rise. I beeped myself, baby.
There you go.
Don't have
you
to
did
do
good.
It.
You did good. We're going to give you. There we go. And we already talked about the Hedo takeover.
Kind of. You talk about it. I've been talking too much.
All right. So, Hedo 2025, the cookout is going to commence. All right. Yes. Through a lot of workings and channels that opened up doorways.
Blessings on blessings.
We are all partnering with the Dream Team. So it's going to be, he did away with.
Completely.
Done with.
Rightfully so.
There we go. Yeah. So BKS is going to be teaming up with Dream Team. Will Smith Jr. is the I have to say his name because he's the man he's the man with the plan. So
just look up Will Smith.
Yeah, there
Will
you go.
Smith, no Junior.
But yeah, he's the man who brought all this together. So
shout out to you and your queen.
Yes, and your queen, definitely. So 2025, It's gonna be a takeover.
It's gonna be up
at Dream Week. Listen, and when I tell you the amount of us that is gonna be together, okay? And I had a chance to meet the I can't remember his name, but the owner of the Dream Team.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real good dude. Good energy, and it's gonna be a time to be had. So I'm here for it.
If you ain't with us.
They not like
it's
us.
It's gonna sell out real quick,
they
y'all.
They not like us.
Hey, it's gonna sell out real quick. So,
oh yeah.
If you ain't with us,
yes,
you'll see it.
You'll see.
You'll
it.
Hear. You'll a little bit.
Yeah, you'll see the
what
PG.
We can tell.
Yeah, you'll see the PG version
what
we that
can
we can
show.
Post.
Yeah, but just know it is more fellowship than anything.
Yeah.
We are about to, like, I'm already excited about next year, and we just got back last week.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. We might end up going before then.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So listen, just
I need our own bungalow.
I'm telling you, kay? We need to just get a place with the staff at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Give me one of the bungalows.
Work there at this point. Okay? We already a part of the staff. Y'all was helping them clean up.
Yep. There we
go. I was already a part of the routine.
Yep.
I mean,
see,
at this point, you know, y'all got two. Oh, let me not say that too loud. Somebody from my real job might be listening. Hedo, I'll be retiring in 2 years.
There we go. All right, we got to take a little break, man. We're going to slide into a quick song. What you got for? Ooh, you got Jhené Aiko.
Because I'm still in my sexy Hedo mode.
It's Jhené Aiko with Maniac. We'll be right back. I know. We back. That was Janae Aiko with Maniac. I gotta give. Why are you cheesing so hard?
Because I'm happy to be back.
My listeners, listen up, okay? We have visuals, so.
So you really get to see what we do you'll be able behind to, the scenes.
Yeah, all you gotta do is tap into the Morning Power Hour without just Chico. Ooh, there we go. That's the plug.
Shout out to Janae Aiko because. Definitely. That's my song, okay? That keep me in the heat on mood. You know what I'm saying?
That gives you the little bit. Yeah. Yeah, get a little bit of... So, segue. we have some new segments for the Morning Power Hour. We're coming up with something called... Simply 21 questions.
Yeah.
Yes. And basically, we'll be asking each other 21 questions just to get a familiarization with us and have some fun with it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, y'all don't know much about us, if we're being honest. If you don't know us, you don't know us. So
I think they know everything they're going to know.
Well, when we do these 21 questions, they're gonna
right. So they're gonna see how our brains work.
Yeah, y'all already see the crazy side. Y'all know we alive, but
definitely
now we want to get more,
a little bit more than
up and close. So we're gonna start doing that when tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna do that tomorrow. Excited. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in, tap in. Tap, tap, tap. I can't stand TikTok. Listen, people.
Yo,
people,
social
people,
media people. Oh, my God.
Look, just real quick. I don't know why I did, okay, because everybody looks at TikTok. I went on TikTok just because I be wanting to see, do they, how long can they really do this NPC shit? And the two little white girls.
Oh my God.
Look, they were saying thank you. Well, thank you for the
roses. I don't even know what they were saying.
Thank you for the roses.
Ooh, goddamn.
Yeah. So now I, and just by the way, I used to do that on when I used to stream, but I wasn't cringy.
Used to, y'all. We back at it.
I'm back at it. Catch me live on tag.com. I'm going back to it and streaming. So
don't y'all want to see this fine everybody, ass face?
Everybody wants to see my
y'all
face.
Y'all don't want to see me.
Everybody wants to see my goddamn face. But anyway,
I'd hit it.
So the two little whackers that kept throwing the little rose gift, and they just back to 13 times. Thank you for the roses. Thank you for the roses. And then somebody.
No, went, you know what's funny? Huh? The girl who was behind her, she couldn't keep up.
Right.
So you could see her do like she messed up.
And then they get this real big gift from Break Character. I'm like, oh my God.
Or what about the family that just was like this?
That was the weirdest thing. Oh my. All right. So look, there were. She's looking at the cat. That's exactly how they look. There was this group of chicks just looking at the camera like the Minions. No. Like Toy Story.
Yeah.
The little green aliens that were inside the toy box. I mean, in the little claw box.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just waiting to get picked. And then somebody sent the galaxy and they'd scream their name. And they say, oh, thank you for the galaxy.
It was so horrible. It was so horrible.
And then, what was it called? A Momerator.
Yeah.
They had a Momerator. So I guess they got enough galaxies. And the mom came out. She sat her stupid ass in front of the camera and smiled and didn't say nothing. Just looked at the camera with this stupid ass grin on her face. I was like, what are you doing? I couldn't do it no more.
Just doing that for 30 seconds is like torture. How can you sit there and do that until you get a gift?
And they wonder why.
Oh my God.
The people are crazy.
Bruh, it's horrible.
That's when the world went crazy.
Y'all, see? TikTok is like, baby, congratulations to you because you can go back live now. I don't know if you want to at this point.
And I get what my wife be trying to tell me. She's like, oh my God, babe, you got to do it because, you know, you're not being cringy like the rest of them, da 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 da. But it's like, I don't want those people around me.
I know, but it's...
I don't want them looking at me.
It's inevitable.
I don't want them... Ew. And then they're just like...
Well, yuck, oh that God. Yum.
Ugh.
Well, yuck that TikTok, yeah, yum.
Yuck that yum, because... Because
there is nothing appetizing about watching the girl eat two...
That was the dumbest...
She said she ate 20 pounds. 20 pounds of strawberries.
Your strawberries. Yo, doo-doo gonna be red.
No, remember, what else did she eat a lot of?
There was the spaghetti.
She ate a whole pizza by herself.
Yeah. No, it was... Yeah, it was a whole pizza.
A big pizza, too.
Like, yo, doo-doo stink.
Oh.
You pretty, but yo, so, I know
what she be doing in between the time that she doing NPC and she
taking
pooping.
Shit. She is
And y'all know who we talking about.
And yelling at her baby from the bathroom.
The one who makes $7,000 a day on TikTok saying, hi, how does that?
Thank you for the roses. Thank you for the roses. Ooh, Galaxy, ooh, thank you for the roses. Thank you for the roses. Fire. Bruh. I'm on fire. Ooh. Tap.
Why?
Tap. Tap what, bitch? What are we tapping? Tap.
Screen.
Why are we tapping the screen? What does that do?
I don't know.
What? Tap. Then she
and
eats
she
a whole
a
pizza.
Iron. She be having a flat iron every time somebody and give
spaghetti.
Her a gift.
That's yes. A lot of salt. That is a lot of sodium. That is a lot of carbs.
She does it for
does
3 hours.
Does she go to the gym?
No.
You just,
so from 7
she's
to
she's going to get fat.
From 7 to 10, she does it. Then she takes a
20
break.
20 pounds?
Then she comes back and does it in the afternoon for 3 hours. Then she comes back and does it at night.
That's a lot of sugar.
That's she a lot of shit.
She going to have diabetes.
She's only 21, bro.
Oh, my God. Are you playing with me?
I don't know how old she is, but
she, ooh.
She's making $7,000 a day, so it doesn't matter, right?
She ain't going to be here to spend it.
They got pills for it.
Oh, Ozempic. There we go.
So, yeah. Ooh.
That's a lot of dookie. Oh, that's a lot of dookie.
So, yeah, guys, tap into our TikTok, because apparently we're going to start live.
I saw a guy. He had 7 peppers in a box full of chili pepper.
He ate it?
He had the spoon. He said, you send me, Galaxy.
Oh,
listen
that
me.
Guy.
You listen me. You send me, Galaxy. I eat the whole thing. No. All I saw was caps. These blue caps coming across the screen.
Oh, people saying he was capping.
He was capping. He said, no, you listen me. He put it halfway in his mouth. And I had to swipe. I closed
you
the app.
You didn't watch
out.
It?
Hell no.
Baby, you made it that far. You got to watch.
Nah, I'm good.
What's his name? I'm going to look him up.
I'm good.
I'm going to send him a Galaxy. Just to know.
$5.
Just to know how it's
going
to come out.
They're doing this for $5.
He is ruining his lining of his stomach for $5.
I looked it up. I said, how much?
But you got to think about it. If you got 1,000 people in your live and they all sending you $5.
You got to, no. See, that's why I rock with tag.com, because tag.com, we got $400 gifts. We got $900 gifts. Come on. Don't you say it.
Love tags.
Tag paid me $20,000, so don't you say F tag.
So what are we talking about next?
Man.
So we going to
And
be
that
playing.
Was in a matter of just a little bit of time. We're not doing nothing. Talking my noise.
It's because tagged
and
is so
I didn't
ghetto.
Have to walk around looking like a stupid ass NPC. Thank you for the roses. Thank you for the roses. Tap.
But you say thank you for the roses.
But when I do it, I'm picking at somebody.
You're right.
Thank
anyway.
You kindly. Ooh, goddamn. To this day.
You made it to the radio.
You made it to the radio, ooh, goddamn. How do you feel?
Give her flowers.
There we go.
Let me give you
your goddamn roses. Here you go.
Beep.
Okay. Ooh, goddamn. That
y'all.
Spawned. Listen, that spawned from her being a little bitch.
Beep.
I said it.
You can't say those words.
Yes, I can.
So anyway, guys, we're going to talk about guess what? Guess what time it is?
People accountable for
guess
their
actions.
Guess
what time it is, guys?
It's time.
I didn't do no push-ups since we've been back. I need you to stop. Thank you. So guess what time it is, guys? No.
Oh, no, it's
You're
not.
You're so disgusting, oh, baby. Man. We're not at Edo anymore.
I'm just playing. It's time for Carnival!
Y'all.
I'm just Chico. Yes, I'm playing Mass. Yes. My brother them. I'm gonna be out there.
Yeah, my baby gonna be in the costume.
No shirt, Chico.
He ain't gonna have no feathers on.
I ain't no feathers, but I'm no shirt.
No shirt, Chico is in the building.
Glistening in the skin.
Glistening in the skin. Yeah,
I tried to say in my skin and the sun at the same time. Okay, glistening in the sun. Yeah.
Well, I'm here for it.
I'm going to be outside with it.
Listen, y'all have to follow this journey. This is going to be his first time.
Put the oil on me.
It's going to be his first time.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Beard going to have oil in it. My hair going to have oil in it. My body going to be oiled up. I'm gonna be out there in that sun.
With a button.
Yeah, push the button.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't give it a crook. See, you got to do what you're doing. Yeah, but here we go. I'm gonna be nasty with it.
Keep on.
Uncle Willie gonna be out there, no shirt. I'm gonna have my dragon leg out.
Oh, no! Oh. Is that time? Oh, okay. I'm getting a message from the producers.
Girl, let me put the thing on you. Yes, I'm trying to say, I took my Viagra, I did the salad, I got the pins from everything. I put my shorts on, I've been doing the two-step with him.
Hey,
come here, girl, just bend over. That's all I want to do, just sit with the tongue and the crack of your butt.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Willie. Y'all thought we was the only ones back? Nope, he is too.
That nigga thought he was gonna leave me down there. Nigga, I was in the lanky right behind you. See, every time you been a corner, been a corner, right round the corner from where you at. You think you gonna go out there and have all the girls with the big butts? I ain't gonna be out there. You got another thing coming,
Uncle Willie. Well, there you have it, guys.
There you have it.
We are back.
Oh, man.
Bedroom Kenzie will be back next week. So
yes.
If you are needing to get your rocks off, let your girl help you, okay? Whether you want to do it by yourself or with a friend.
There we go.
Or a couple friends.
Come whatever's on now.
Your, whatever's your yum, I won't yuck it.
Oh,
and on that note, baby, can we slide on into the Men Weren't By Me? Because we going to be canceled, y'all. I already know.
Oh, we going to slide
all
right
I'm going to say is make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to hear about Donald Trump.
Oh, shit. Wait. Where is it? I got to find it. Donald Trump. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Duck. You better duck. Got that ketchup packet.
That's what it was.
USA.
You had one job.
U.S.
had one job.
Shout out to Kendrick Lamar for dropping Not Like Us on 4th of July.
They not like us. Because y'all. Just make sure you tune in tomorrow. Ooh, on that note, we going to go ahead and slide
right into the Mid-Morning Power Mix.
We come back from vacation at the right time, okay?
Okay, tell us one more time. We going to slide right on into the Mid-Morning Power Mix. Keep it locked. It's Global R&B 96.3. Let's go.
That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.